Shalom, this is Rabbi Nachman. So I'm giving over a sicha, a talk from the Lubavitch Rebbe in just a few minutes. And the idea is, listen to the prophets. Now the Rambam actually brings out to listen to a Navi, a prophet, if he's telling the Yemes the truth. Just someone comes over and saying, God came to me and I had a dream and I know what's happening. But how do you know who's true and who's not? Maybe they had a vision or maybe he's hallucinating. So the answer is that you know that he's been respected, he's been doing the Torah and the mitzvahs, or another prophet has told us that he is true. Moshe Rabbeinu telling Yoshua he is the right person. Well, if Moshe says he's the right person, then he's obviously the right person. But not from signs. That's a major idea now, that maybe he does wonders and maybe he does miracles and there is black magic. A person is able to do those kind of tricks, so to speak. And wow, he looks like he pulls a rabbit out of the hat. But still, there's other even bigger things. Look at the signs that he does. Do not believe him just because of the wonders. And the Rambam Maimonides clearly says that you cannot believe a person just because he could do a miracle. You don't know if it's black magic or not. So it's only if he does the mitzvahs, like at Matan Torah, for example, you saw with your own eyes, that's 3,300 years ago, we saw clearly what God said, and therefore we know for sure that it's the truth. One of the ideas that the trueness of it has been handed down for literally thousands of years to all the Jewish people, and even the non-Jewish people never negate the idea that God spoke to the Jewish people. There's all kinds of religions, and they base themselves on the Old Testament, Isaiah here, and a few ideas there. They hold by the Old Testament, but God talked to all the entire Jewish people. Other religions, that there was 12 people there, or one person comes out of the cave and says, that God spoke to me. Who knows what the truth is? But you saw with your own eyes at the giving of the Torah, and it was handed down, and nobody, I'm not talking about the Jews, I'm talking even the Gentiles, nobody refutes that story, so we know that it happens to be true. The Torah tells us to follow the prophets. Maybe say, well, I'll hold by the Chumash. I don't have to hold by these prophets. Who are they? Or I only listen to what the Chumash, which is at Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. So therefore, that's not true either, because the Torah says there will be prophets in the future that will have the true idea. They will add on with different ideas, but there are 613 Jewish mitzvahs. If someone tells you, oh, I got another one, the 614th, or else it's a religion, it's Jewish, but you don't have to keep the mitzvahs, then you know it's false. You can add on rabbinical ideas and fences, so to speak, to keep straight, but you cannot add or subtract any of the mitzvahs. If someone tells you that he's false, stay away from them. Now, what are mitzvahs? It says that clearly the first of the Ten Commandments and the first word is Anochi, and that stands for Ana Nafshi Kesavas Yohavas. I, myself, my whole self, was written and given over, that Hashem is given over into the Torah, so it's not just some kind of Jewish tradition, you may say, or even a prophet just told you to do it, I'll do what this great man Moses told me to do. When you do a mitzvah, even though it was given through Moses, you are actually doing what the Almighty told him to do, which now you're doing what Hashem told you to do directly. These are the mitzvahs. And just like Hashem is eternal, he cannot be taken away, like, well, that mitzvah's out of date. If someone tells you that, stay away from them. But the idea is, just like Hashem is eternal, so too everything he says, which are his commandments, which are the mitzvahs, they are his will also, and they cannot be changed at all. And we have to believe in Moshe with complete faith. We say that it was from the Chumash, Yamina b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo. And they believed in Hashem and in Moshe. So therefore, even though we were talking about false prophets, don't believe them. But on the other hand, if there's a true prophet, then you absolutely have to believe in him and do exactly what he says. Because again, he is telling you the word of Hashem the Almighty. And again, don't believe in Navi Sheker, which means false prophets. That's also a major idea. And unfortunately, many Jews, well, because they don't have such a good Jewish education, to say the least, or any Jewish education, start believing in these false prophets and go off to all these distorted religions because they don't understand what Torah is. And that's another thing that Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, that you saw it, meaning there's a difference between seeing and hearing it. Someone hears something, like it's a jury. Ooh, the prosecutor's right. He's got a good argument. But then the defense attorney says, well, no, da, 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 da. It's not really true. And say, well, no, I believe the defendant. So once you hear something, it can go either way. But when you see something, it's got to be true. And that's what it says. Ain aid nasadayin. A witness cannot become a judge because you say, well, I'll be impartial. Well, how can you be impartial if you saw it's impossible? Therefore, we have to understand new prophets, they can make new ideas in the Torah itself. They constantly should be learning Torah and coming up with new ideas, but new ideas within the guidelines that the Torah told you to learn. And not absolutely new mitzvahs or taking away mitzvahs. Then we'll be on the right track to do the Torah and the mitzvahs and listen to what Hashem wants and his true prophets.